to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, 7:05 in the morning on December the 10th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I've already got a phone call today from Bill from Missouri. He's going to call back in. He's got
insurance.
Yeah, he wants to. He's all set up for insurance questions. Before you get started there, Bad Bob, say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
We got it, man. How are you doing today, Bad Bob?
Doing okay.
Brenda dressed you really nice today.
Did you have a nice birthday weekend?
It was very good. Friday night, went to see Riders in the Sky, and it was a nice weekend.
Cool. How were they with their yodeling?
Oh, they were awesome.
Aren't they good?
A great show.
Yeah, and speaking of a great show, here's Linda.
You're so funny. You know, your segues are classic and golden. Currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios. KCNR 1460, we're on Market Street.
Am I moving your sound up and down at
Yeah,
all?
That's all right.
Which one?
We're good. Just keep it right there. Okay. Today it's going to be temperature around, the temperature will be sunny today. Love that.
How can the temperature be sunny?
Well,
as opposed to
the National Weather Service says today is sunny with temperatures around 69, mostly clear tonight with 35. Love those chilly, cool evenings. It makes you want to bundle up and go see the stars. We have increasing clouds this week, and tomorrow night looks like about 60% chance of rain. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We were up there recently, and we are looking forward to the fact that Mouse Glass is doing a wonderful. If you've ever been up there, you know that you've seen they've got the tent where they've had the weddings, where they're breaking the tent down, they've put a hold on the music for a while because they've got lots of private parties. The place is decorated. It's beautiful. Great lunch. Always do their wine tasting and all of that. It's still moving forward. But they are going to build another beacon for the North State, literally, will be a glass conservatory. Unlike anything that is in the North State outside of San Francisco.
Permit? I don't need no stinking permit. No, they have permits. They're just kidding about that. I'm sorry. Larry Lee's just spit his coffee all over the floor.
Well, speaking of permits, we do love to go to the experts. And every morning here, we have our Wells Fargo Market Minute. And our expert with us this morning is Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening on the Wall Street? What's happening in finances?
Hi, Linda and Carl. Well, stocks are in positive territory this week ahead of the fiscal cliff. Discussions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 21 points at 13,176. The S&P 500 is positive fractionally at 1418. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 9 points at 2987. Some of the day's biggest movers, Ford up a penny at $11.49. General Electric positive 2 cents at $21.47. McDonald's up 78 cents at $89.26 per share. Over to local stocks of interest, Pacific Gas and Electric up 11 cents at $40.88, PepsiCo off 9 cents at $70.19, AT&T down 26 cents, trading at $33.47. Treasuries are higher along the curve with a 10-year treasury note, price yield 1.61%. Over to commodities, gold is up $9.10 at $1,714 per ounce, silver up a quarter at $33, crude oil positive 26 cents, trading at $86 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. And again, we'll hear from our advisors here at 8:10 and then again at 9:05. Poor Carl! He taught an advanced, along with Ted Leidy, advanced pistol class, and he's showing me his finger, his trigger finger, like, ugh. You know, poor baby.
Well, first of all, that is not my trigger finger. That is my attitude finger. And see, hey, Bob,
See this attitude? That's what it is. That's called
what I do now.
I have Mr. Pointer. I have, and who is also Mr. Trigger. And then I have Mr. Attitude. Okay, you can try and figure out which one Mr. Attitude is. And, but that's Mr. Attitude finger. But, you know, I don't use Mr. Attitude because sometimes people use their Mr. Pointer Trigger finger back. So. Reads Across America is going to be in today. Talk about how, because we've had lots of phone calls. People, where, when? They're going to be on the day to talk about it. It's going to be on the 15th. And then Judy Maxwell, one of our favorite people. Friday, we had Dr. Doug McConnell saying, you think your medical care is going to stay the same or get better under this new Obamacare abomination? No. But now Judy's going to talk to you about what impact is this going to have on your health insurance? People go, remember the promise? Oh, you can keep your health insurance. You can keep your doctors if that's what you want. Not so fast. Anyway, that's going to be on at 8 o'clock, but we got a lot of stuff before that. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your community newspaper of the air.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, Tom Petty, them Heartbreakers. Welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's is pushing the coffee. They've got the coffee that you want. Great prices, great flavors. Then walk next door for the lowest tobacco prices on anything in town around here, here at Tobacco and Brew. 30 years in the business, discounts for veterans. They take care of Redding and its inhabitants. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. 61 more classes. Is that great news?
Fabulous, Chris. Actually,
61 more classes now at Shasta College.
Kudos to Record Searchlight. Now, that's a great positive headline to start Monday morning. Shasta College to add 61 classes. Spring lineup gets boost from Proposition 30.
Yeah, okay, let's go back to Proposition 30. Boo, bad, bad, bad. Anyway, raising taxes like that on everybody. And it is on everybody. It's not, you know, yeah, it's on the people who make $250,000. Is that people that make $250,000 more? Is that gross or net? I was just wondering. I'm sure that some CPA will be able to tell me. Okay, but that's good news because a lot of times people couldn't get the classes and they had, you know, what you end up doing is spending an extra semester in school, waiting until they come by again. But Joe Weiss done a good job out there. We need to have Joe on and we'll talk about those new classes. Okay, I know this is going to be near and dear to Bob's heart. You ready, Bob?
I wait with bated breath.
There are 9 beers in America that are bottoming out. They have lost, in one case, 70% of their sales have gone down. And you may not even be able to find them here soon. Michelob Light, right at the top of the list.
I remember when that was like the beer.
Yeah.
Old Milwaukee, Miller Genuine Draft, MGD.
Now that one's
that's kind of a
weird one.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because you know, like
it doesn't seem like it should. It doesn't seem like it should be
kind of. These are staples.
That's right up there with Hostess.
Yeah, yeah, it's a staple.
Well, there's no Hostess either.
Yeah, Miller Lite, exactly. Miller Lite,
Hostess and Miller Lite.
They branded that really well.
Yeah, but this is because people aren't buying. It wasn't because the unions put them out of business. Oh, well, what did the unions say? Put them out of business? Yes, they did. Okay, grow up, smell the coffee, drink a Michelob Light. Unions put Hostess out of business. Okay. What's the top-selling brand? I just thought I'd throw that in
Budweiser.
There. Bud Light.
You know why?
Bud Light.
Because of the commercials. They're marketing geniuses.
It tastes like recycled Clydesdale.
Well, now you and I can go between Pepsi and Coke.
No.
We'll go on and on about that.
You've won.
I've taken the
Pepsi challenge.
No way is there a comparison between Coke and Pepsi.
That's right.
And I'm not even going to tell you which one.
Maybe it's because it was stored outside, but it's not.
I am a total Diet Coke fan.
I learned last night the stuff they put in Diet Coke will cause Alzheimer's.
Oh, well, maybe. Thanks.
No, it was,
Or BFs.
You want to say something. What is it, Bob?
Nothing. Well, just that commercial beer, you know, small craft breweries are really taking over the market. And we have one of the best in the world not very far from us.
You know what? Yeah, absolutely. You know, in fact,
Sierra Nevada.
Our soon-to-be nephew. Oh, you know, you're right. Sierra Nevada. And then what about Great White from over on the coast?
Oh, yeah.
Lost Coast Brewery.
Actually. Yeah, Lost Coast. We had them on here that day when you got ready to do it, but when they were having the Big Bike Weekend there.
Well, say what you will, we are producing some phenomenal, from
wines.
This region, wines and beers.
Well, you know, our soon-to-be nephew by marriage, he's making
there?
His own beer, and I tell you what, it is outstanding.
Yeah.
And I go, and frankly, I don't drink a lot of beer, and do I drink, period. But sometimes, you know, it's the right time to drink a beer. You know, like the sun comes up in the morning.
Michelob Light. Michelob.
My feet hit the ground. You know.
Man, Michelob in a bottle.
Michelob, not anymore. Never mind.
I'm telling you. better drink it now. The visual of the 70s is really a time capsule that's just like, oh, that was pretty simple. That was, you know, your muscle cars and good rock and roll, the beginning of disco. Things were just simple. Hey,
Diet Coke pulls calcium from your bones, according to some.
I know. I'm not saying I have it every day. That's true. No, we learned that a long time ago. Anytime you have a soda, I don't recommend people on a daily basis to have a soda, but pick your poison.
Frankly, Linda, when it comes down to drinking sodas, let's talk about that. Linda will pop the cap. And this is, you know, for 5 years, I've just stopped even saying anything.
You're crazy.
I've just stopped saying anything. She pops the tab. She takes 2 drinks, and then you know how many times I find, like, 3/4 full Diet Cokes laying around the house. Mm. I mean, I use it just to clean the tires and the chrome and that kind of stuff.
And you know something, to be honest with you, that is not like on our list. You know, when we go shopping and we get our food, it's not like that's a staple in our house at all. In fact, we've just moved to almond milk. You realize that, you know, almond milk. Anyway, giving you a little too inside information there. But no, whenever you do, and that's interesting, Ned, glad you're saying that. You should always, we always talk about the content of water in your life. Coming back up, I want to talk a little bit about this day in history as well, Carl. I'll share with you some of the things that, you know, I love to look this up because some interesting little fun tidbits we can throw around. And also, I know you've got your.
Well, we also want to talk about the, China is buying us. You know, we are so in debt to the Chinese, and now they're turning around and using our dollars to buy us. And you're gonna have some surprises on what they bought and what great prices. And of course, the fiscal cliff coming, and gay marriage isn't Supreme Court. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life?
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KC. Wow, you know, if you could be a fly on the wall. In fact, next year we're going to be re-engaging our cameras.
Re-engaging cameras. I'll tell you what, we made Bad Bob cover his eyes and go, no, it's not happening. Not here. Not in the studio.
Okay, what were you talking about before we took a break?
Okay.
And then I'll talk about this day in history.
Let's talk a little bit about the Chinese. You know, we are so far in debt. They've got, what, well over $1 trillion of our money. They came around and they bought, okay, are you ready? They bought the lease plane, you know, the plane division of AIG, where they leased the planes. This was a division of AIG who had gotten millions and billions of dollars, or AIG got billions of dollars in bailout. Well, not only did they sell the lease plane division to the Chinese, they lost millions on it. And then, American Battery Company, we put hundreds of millions of dollars in to try to save part of the bailout. Went into bankruptcy. That's right. Chinese bought it. And they bought it over an American firm. American firm's trying to buy it. Chinese rolled in and bought it. So you want to know where your money's going to? Well, it's going to the Chinese, and then it's coming back to America. Unfortunately, the Chinese are buying American companies. Now, is it just American companies? Oh, no. They are also buying single-family dwelling mansions. Very, very expensive homes. They're buying that, too. Why?
By the
block.
Because
they have the money. And people will say, well, you know, the Japanese did it back in the 80s. The Japanese came in. It's true. The yen was really, really strong. So they came in to try and buy America. The problem was that they paid prices so high, like for Sony. You know, Sony buying what was the movie studio?
Most of the golf courses.
Yeah, but
in
Columbia.
LA.
They bought Columbia, the movie studios, yeah. Right?
Sony.
Yeah, Sony bought Columbia.
Yeah, but they lost tons of money. They bought Rockefeller Plaza, lost billions on that, and they ended up selling all that stuff back to the Americans. But the difference here is the Chinese have the money, and they're getting it at market prices, really low market prices. So, want to know where your money is? Wow. Look at AIG in the plane division. Look at American Battery.
So what can we do about it?
There's nothing we can do. Well, okay, there is something we can do about it. One, we can get our financial house in order. Right now we're in the middle of a cliff, or middle of these talks that we can go over the cliff here in, let me check here. Oh, 21 days.
Or for some, it's
21. Well,
on the 21st day.
On the 21st day, we don't have to care.
Something's going to happen.
We don't have to care, because after the 21st, this is why you should go out and buy the Ferrari and all this. You don't have to make a payment on
it. The calendar ends.
Just the calendar ends. Okay, but on the 1st, we go over the fiscal cliff, unless they do something about it. Frankly, I've heard a lot of people say this, and I'm kind of ambivalent right now, but maybe we should go off the fiscal cliff. Maybe we should try to fix these things. Maybe we should try, we've got to get control. We've got to get the spending under control. Hundreds of thousands of jobs. Who is the biggest employer in this last year? The government. The government is hiring people by the thousands. And yet, the other businesses aren't. And now we're just going to tax. We're going to tax more. And you can, and when you say, it's just for the rich, well, that sales tax wasn't just on the rich. And when we have Judy Maxwell on here talking about health insurance, then that's going to be a biggie right there.
Well, and, on a positive note before we take our break, I want to talk to you about this day in history. We talk about history being made. This was the first Nobel Prize was awarded in 1901. Ford builds its 1 millionth car in 1915. The Treaty of Paris ends the Spanish-American War in 1898. Love these things. Emily Dickinson was born in 1830. Wyoming grants women the vote in 1869. And President Wilson was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1920. We can go on. World War One. The Red Cross is awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1917. and so on and so forth. I don't really want to go about the war. But anyway, so that's this day in history. Coming up, we've got Judy Maxwell. We're really excited. Please stay with us. KCNR 1460 AM.
The Fox Business Network. Stocks are drifting between gains and losses as investors focus their attention on the ongoing fiscal cliff negotiations. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 20 points. Meanwhile, Apple's mapping tool from the latest version of its mobile operating system has now drawn a warning from police in Australia. Several motorists using the app who were trying to reach a town called Mildura were instead directed to a remote area in Murray Sunset National Park. Some were stranded without food or water for as long as 24 hours, according to a statement issued by Victoria Police. Temperatures in that area can top 110 degrees. And Instagram has pulled the plug on its Twitter integration. The popular photo sharing service disabled the feature yesterday. Photos can still be shared from Instagram through a direct link on Twitter, but won't be visible in the tweet. But there is a way to work around that by using an extension called InstaTwit for Google's Chrome browser that returns photo viewing from Instagram to the tweet. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactive with two free extras, go to getproactive.com or call 1-800-489-2134. That's 1-800-489-2134.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:35 in the morning. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Propane. I'm sorry, Shasta Gas Propane. Is the company you're using have 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County? Is the price competitive? Do they offer senior discounts and veterans discounts? Well, Shasta Gas Propane does. They are locally owned, family operated. All employees are safety trained and service oriented. What else can you ask for? You want to, it's going to be 35 degrees tonight. Is that right, Bad Bob?
Supposed to get down fairly cool.
There you go. You want to be warm. Shasta Gas Propane will do that. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. You know, you remember those, you ever hear those, the spots where they go, and the number is, and they give it like 12 times? After the second time, I switch. So that's why I only give it twice. Does anybody care? Nobody's looking at me.
No, we're okay. Next.
All right, next.
There, that's great. We've
Let's
got
go
it.
To Henry. Henry, do you care, Henry?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know what to think about the whole thing, but I do think that we should fall off the cliff, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
You know, this would be the perfect opportunity to cut back on government spending. And immediately afterwards, the Congress could go in and fund the things that were necessary and not fund the things that weren't. It's like a company going broke with unions. They could get rid of all the unions and everything else and then go back in and do whatever was necessary to keep the company running. And I think that this is what the government should do right now.
Yeah, because if it goes off the fiscal cliff, the military's still there. I mean, emergency services are still there. Let's find out what's not working. You can't tell me that we cannot cut this government, the size of this government down by 10%. And I don't mean firing people. I mean just natural attrition as people leave, just like you would in a company. As people leave, other people just take those jobs. You work smarter, technology's better. And instead of having 100 people doing the job, why don't you have 90 people doing the job?
Well, there's numerous government agencies that we frankly don't need at all. And I think these are the ones that should go. Incidentally, there was one thing that I saw in the news last night that disturbed me greatly.
Okay.
It was the fact that the military went in and rescued a doctor in Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
And in doing so, lost a good soldier.
Yeah, lost a SEAL out of SEAL Team 6.
Now, it seems to me like if these do-gooder civilians want to be over there, they ought to be on their own. We shouldn't send trained troops in to get them out.
Well, you know what, Henry? I disagree on that one. It's an American, and it's an American taken by the Taliban, and he was over there doing good things for the people to help the people there who are also under the thumb of the Taliban. And,
well, your training must have been different than mine because when I was in, we wouldn't even have bothered with them.
I know, but we're in a much kinder and gentler world now.
Well, so be it.
Maybe.
Do you realize how much money it takes to train a SEAL?
Millions.
Yeah, well, that's what they kept telling me.
Yeah.
We don't want you out there doing things like that.
Conventional troop stuff.
It costs us too much
missions,
money to train you.
Missions change.
I guess so.
All right. Hey, Henry.
Well, anyway, I hope we fall off the cliff on the 1st.
Okay. I hope we make it past the 21st.
Yeah. I do, too.
Okay. All right, Henry, thanks very much.
You bet.
Okay. Hey, you know our guest today, Tom Wiley. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I catch Tom like that. Tom's here to talk about one of our favorite times of the year, and that's when the wreaths across America, and we put the wreaths on every one of the grave sites out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery.
And I go, and that's December 15th at 12 o'clock noon, so you want to make sure that you mark your calendars. That's this Saturday, believe it or not, yeah. December 15th. Good morning and welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you, and thank you so much for asking me to share the information.
Well, all right, so tell us what's the plan.
This is a program that started about 20 years ago, actually started in Arlington. And a gentleman who makes wreaths for a living, Merrill Worcester from Maine, took a semi down to Arlington, and he did that for about 15 years by himself, and then all of a sudden somebody took a picture, and it hit the internet, and it just exploded. And now we have this program. It's the third Saturday of December, and it's probably between 275 and 300 national cemeteries throughout the United States.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we've attended the last three, and again, you know, we think about it's never weather permitting. Last year was warm.
Yes.
The 3 years ago, or it could have been maybe 4 years ago, there was a blanket of snow. It was it made for the most beautiful postcard.
That picture was taken the day after we put the wreaths there.
Was that 4 years, 3 years ago?
4 years ago.
4 years
right.
ago. Absolutely yeah. beautiful out right. there.
Okay, so you've got, Stephen, you know, Jorgensen, which does a phenomenal job out there. He's going to master of ceremonies. Presentation of colors, the national anthem, the invocation, and tell us what's happening with the program.
This year we wanted to get the children involved, and so we had a little contest at West Cottonwood Junior High School where three students wrote essays on the theme for this year called Remember, Honor, and Teach. And so they will be reading their essays at the program.
Last year in a program, and we've got to take a quick break here. Oh, in fact, let's just talk about it when we come back. Wreaths Across America happening December 15th, this Saturday at 12 o'clock noon. Our guest is Tom Riley, and we're going to be talking more about just how phenomenal this event is. It's a great way to take your family and, gosh, what do you, you know, like wondering, like, oh, I don't know. Well, get the family in the car and come to this thing. Trust me, it's phenomenal. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Stop the feeling, girl.
Right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London Cabs to the North State. Riding in a bridge cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London Cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530 605 4567.
Notice how my voice gets a lot higher during Anchors Away.
Just see us try to sing Carl Happy Birthday together.
Carl and Linda Bott. 7:45 in the morning, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air.
You're pretty good there,
days, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. There's Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the, around here doing great service since 1992. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Give them a call, 221-2642. You want, they can come out, they will fix your heater, they will fix your cooler, they will make sure that you are cool in the summer and warm in the winter. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Again, 530-221-2642.
Reads across America. Yes, that is happening this weekend, this Saturday, at our very own IGO Northern California Veterans Cemetery. It is a beautiful thing to witness. Great time to bring out your family, have them be involved. With us this morning is Tom Riley, and at the break we were talking about, love to have you share. Tell us about the wreaths. The wreaths come in truckloads, and they're donated.
Yes, and it's really an interesting story because when we first got involved about 5 years ago, not knowing anything about wreath production and all that, but there was a group that went up into the mountains and cut boughs off trees, put them in dump trucks, brought them back, and then we would have volunteers that would put the wreaths together with wire and all that, and it was very cumbersome, logistically very difficult. So after that, we decided that if we're going to do this on an annual basis, we need to get some artificial wreaths. So that's what we've done. We have 18-inch artificial wreaths that we have purchased, and we made two storage containers up there. And so now, well, this year we had to buy 400 more wreaths because of the additional burials. And we purchased 2,000 ribbons, so now we have 2,000 wreaths ready to go on Saturday.
Tom, are you saying that, no, last year we had a wreath for everybody?
Correct.
Including the mausoleum up there for the cremains?
Columbariums.
Columbariums, okay, yeah. Sorry. Columbariums.
Well, that, we have a friend whose father's buried. Then every year we put
interred
a wreath
there.
Yeah. Interred, yes. Okay, that's.
But so you're saying that we've had 400 burials up there this year?
Oh yeah, we have. I think I'm not sure. Steve is the one that has the accurate number, but I think that 2,000 places have been set aside.
We better get our names in there.
Well, I don't mind my name being there.
Better get a reservation.
Yeah. Well, we do. We better get I like it. In fact, I might just plant a tree now.
That's where we want to be.
I'm going to plant a tree in this one spot. So then when it's turned, the redwood has grown.
We told the family that's where we want to be.
That's right.
Together.
You know, that's right. And if you don't like it, you guys can come up and visit.
So when we go up and we lay the wreaths, there's so many things about it. First of all, it's such a beautiful piece of land. And I love the day that we went there. And that, you know, it was a, you know, the tribal blessing. And that
times.
Was so, it's just a very spiritual piece of, cemetery is what it is, but there's another name for it. Lay a place of peace, of rest. Mm-hmm.
And it is beautiful up there. So, okay, Tom, tell us again. It's going to be
this Saturday, 12 noon. Rain or shine. I looked at the weather report today, and it didn't say sunshine specifically, but it's leaning that way. So we're hoping that we have good weather. But it's 12 noon. It's a great program. And each year we have more attendees. And hopefully we'll have more attendees again this year.
It's beautiful. This is a chance, again, for you to come out and bring your family. You'll see a beautiful program. You stand around the center flagpole as you hear moving testimonials. And like, again, you have an essay contest that is called, Sir, again.
Remember, Honor, and Teach. That was a little contest with the West Cottonwood Junior High School, and we will have their students there to read their reports.
If you have children or grandchildren, it's a good time to take them out there, because they then will have an opportunity to take a wreath and place it on a gravesite and in memory. And they don't, it doesn't it's not, doesn't have to be a family member. You're just paying honor to those people out there, and I promise you,
doesn't cost
you will
a
not,
thing.
It will not. You will. You will be a better person, and your children will understand better when you start talking about sacrifice and keeping this country safe. That freedom isn't free, and they can come out there and they see this. That these men and women who have put their lives on the line for us, and now's our chance to kind of pay a final respects. So. Tom, thank you so much for what you do.
Well, thanks so much for having me down.
Anytime.
And there are bathrooms out there, and so it's, you know, there, you know, again, you're not out in the middle of a field someplace. There, you know, there's facilities there, so rest assured that if there's any of those situations, it's friendly, there's parking, and it's free. So it just takes your time. Take a break, make it meaningful. It'll be something you'll remember the rest of your lives.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh, our guest has been Tom Riley. We're talking about the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, Wreaths Across America, December the 15th. That's this Saturday at 12 noon. Do yourself a favor and go to it. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, I'm Chef Cal from Old School Restaurant in the Pine Street School, former Peel Local location, and we understand that some of life's greatest moments are celebrated and memories created in restaurants. And as we move into the new year, we want Old School to be a place where friends and family continue to meet as we all look forward to what the new year has in store. So we've designed a very special menu of my favorites, along with exciting entertainment on New Year's Eve with Mr. Lou White and the band performing till 1 a.m. As we end 2012 and look forward to 2013, we'll be offering a very special four-course menu all weekend long, including luscious lobster bisque, followed by a gorgonzola stuffed pear salad, nestled in flaky puff pastry laced with a champagne vinaigrette. Entrees from beef Wellington style, salmon Oscar, or vegetarian butternut squash with asparagus and risotto. And finish off 2012 with a very special dessert as we present a celebration of chocolate. Get more details at oldschoolrestaurant.com or by calling 244-4600. Old School Restaurant is open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Hope you have a very joyful and safe holiday season from Old School Restaurant. And don't forget our private banquet facilities for your holiday celebrations.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, you're right. You just got into the danger zone. 7:55 in the morning. Carl Maverick Bot and Linda Iceman, Ice Princess Bot. We're here. Maverick and the Ice Princess.
Did you call me Ice Princess?
The Ice Princess.
I'll show you Ice Princess.
Yeah, well, you know what? Get in front of the microphone.
That's, no, that's, what, that's exactly
that's what that, that's that long
I'll show
thing
you Ice Princess. Yeah, take that back.
Well, I meant
Ice Princess. Take that back or you'll crack.
Okay, she's the what? Something hot princess, okay? She's a chili princess.
Put
I don't know.
Put down the punchline and back away slowly.
Yes. Sir.
When you're in the hole, stop digging. Yep. And I just, boy, I tell you what, I was already up to my knees on that one. I better, here, help me, Bob, help me. Okay. You know, on today, in today's paper, you know, we told you how much we like the Record Searchlight. We do. We just do.
Yeah,
it is. Search for alien intelligence now less impossible. Well, you know what? You want to go to alien intelligence, all you have to do is go on down to Sacramento. I mean, I don't see what's so hard about that. You just walk down the hallways of the Assembly and the Senate, and you're going to find all types of alien intelligence because they obviously are not people from here.
They're speaking in cricket, and that's that noise that you're hearing in the atmosphere ring that supposedly got major headlines.
Hey, anybody watch that movie Signs? It was on again this weekend. That one with Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah,
and it was done by this Indian
M. Night Shyamalan.
Man, I tell you what,
he's a weird dude.
He's a weird dude. But see, that was really one of the first movies I saw. He made all these things in this movie that seemed just completely weird. I mean, they had nothing to do with each other. It came down to that last minute in that movie. They all tied together.
Oh, well.
Tell him to swing away.
Yeah, and oh. Sixth Sense. See that? It was like an inside joke for the whole country to not tell anybody about the kid under the bed. You know,
oh,
that
yeah
made everybody jump.
I see dead people. Anyway. Okay. Michael Burke in today's paper on the opinion side. He talked about the recent murder-suicide involving that linebacker Javon Belcher and his girlfriend Cassandra Perkins. And we had Casey Gwynn on, and Casey is the founder of the Family Justice Centers Worldwide. And, by the way, what they tell me is that the Shasta Family Justice Center is the epitome. They love what they do up here and how they work and what they're accomplishing. I mean, this is a worldwide organization that is using Shasta County as an example of how to do things. But he said, you know, and last night I just happened to hear Costas because I was coming back from a night shooting, and and this Costas is saying, well, you know, I said it, but, you know, the mistake I made was not giving it enough time to talk about it. And I said it was guns was the problem, and really it should have been a lot longer. I broke my rule about when you have a topic that could be controversial is to give enough time to it. Well, Costas, no, it was real clear what you said. The reason that this young man killed his fiance in front of her mother was the guns. No. And let's go back to the real reason. I think we've got to hammer this one more time because we've got the Women's Fund coming up here next Tuesday, but it's domestic violence was the cause of it, and he had had a record of it. He had a record of it. But yet, because he was an athlete at the University of Maine, it was ignored. It was ignored by the Kansas City Chiefs. This guy has a history of domestic violence. And as Casey Gwynn pointed, he says the chief said they did everything in the world they could do for him to help this. Casey Gwynn called them liars. He said it's not true. They didn't do anything. He didn't go to counselors or blah, blah, blah. But here's the bottom line. We go into guns as being the cause of this death. It's not the cause of this death. the man who picked up the weapon, Jovan Belcher, he is the cause of this death, and he has had a history of violence. He should have never had a gun. The rules are out there are clear. The only thing you have to do is identify the problem and do something about it. What is so hard about this? Are athletes off limits for these things? Oh, no, no, no. And they slide through school. How many athletes, by the way, when they reach that certain level, how many of them have graduated? Or are they just there? And if that's the case, we are doing a huge disservice to these young men and women. All right, we got to take a run. Judy Maxwell is going to come back here after the break, and we're going to be talking the Obamacare's health insurance and what it's going to do to you.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Are they close to a deal to avert that much-discussed fiscal cliff? We don't know. Neither President Obama nor House Speaker Boehner are saying much. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, the two met yesterday at the White House, and aides for both put out a statement saying the lines of communication remain open. And while the principals may be silent, others are not.
Raising rates is sort of a partisan political trophy for Obama. I don't want to go down that road. I'd put revenue on the table only if they do entitlement reform.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News. And Dave, while Congress will be in session most of the next 2 weeks, observers say the logistics of legislation dictate that a deal needs to happen this week.
Rich, President Obama will push his plan today at an engine plant outside Detroit as union workers in Michigan prepare big protests tomorrow over a new right-to-work bill.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes. You know, if I have to go to jail, this is so important.
Now, supporters of the bill say it's worker-friendly, not forcing them to pay union dues. The governor could sign it tomorrow. A storm has blanketed areas from South Dakota to Wisconsin. It's blizzard-like in some parts of Minnesota with over a foot of snow.
We have a four-wheel drive, but I noticed a lot of the smaller cars going very, very slow.
Some rural roads are impassable with more than 1,000 spin-outs and nearly 600 car crashes reported in Minnesota. One was fatal. They're off the air in Australia. The show canceled. The two hosts who placed that prank call to a British hospital pretending to be the Queen checking up on Prince William's wife Kate's condition. The nurse who initially took the call and put it through killed herself last week.
We couldn't see this happening. No, it was meant to be a prank call.
From start to finish, there was no harm intended.
A London hospital has set up a memorial fund for the nurse's family. Think you'll live to 100? More than 53,000 Americans have in the latest U.S. Census report that shows 4 in 5 of them are women. A few thousand of them are at least 110 years old. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list, from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club and get more cheer for less. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear... Thank you.
An American has been freed from the Taliban in Afghanistan, but another American died in the raid. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
A Navy SEAL was killed in the Special Forces operation to rescue a doctor from the Taliban. Dr. Dilip Joseph was abducted last Wednesday outside Kabul. He was seized as he left a rural medical clinic along with two Afghan colleagues. NATO spokesman Gunter Katz explained why they decided to launch the operation.
The assessment was that there was an imminent danger of injury or death to the individual.
NATO say the kidnappers were heavily armed and seven of them were killed in the raid, Dave.
Emily, the launch window opened today for North Korea to test its long-range missile, but so far nothing.
For whatever reasons, the liftoff of that controversial multi-stage rocket by Pyongyang is not going to happen now. It has been delayed maybe a week, maybe more. A new target period could be around Christmas week.
Fox's Greg Palcott. The U.S. is warning North Koreans could face more sanctions if they carry out the test. A taxpayer's challenge to the 2008 bailout of AIG in the middle of the financial crisis has been shot down at the Supreme Court. Justices refusing to hear an appeal from a Marine veteran who claimed the bailout violated separation of church and state because the $182 billion AIG got could help fund products to Muslims compliant with Sharia law based on the Quran. On Wall Street, the Dow up 28 points. She was American, but a big star in Mexico. Jenny Rivera, Billboard's Mexican Music Female Artist of the Year, but she's believed dead in a small plane crash after a concert Saturday night in Mexico.
I'm in shock. I still can't believe it. You feel like it's a dream. Like, it's not happening.
She was at a vigil in California for Rivera, who sold more than 14 million records. While Rivera's remains have not been identified, her mother is convinced she's gone. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning on December the 10th. It's a Monday. It's a great Monday. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. We've had all types of comments in here. We're going to start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. It is a great Monday. Stocks are in the green right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 29 points at 13,184. The S&P 500 is positive 2 points at 1420. The NASDAQ Composite is adding 18 points to 2996. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Microsoft, positive 37 cents, trading at 26.83. Cisco Systems, up 39 cents at $19.73. Facebook, positive 21 cents at $27.72. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank Shares, down 16 cents, trading at $16.18. North Valley Bank, down a dime at $14.13. Bank of Commerce off a penny at $4.50 per share. Over to commodities, gold is up $9.60 at $1,715 per ounce. Silver, positive 26 cents at 33. Crude oil at 54 cents, trading at $86 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. If you want to talk to somebody who knows what's going on out at Wall Street, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or visit them on Park Marina Drive right here in Redding. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning. You're live.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. How
good
you
morning.
Two doing?
Great.
Good, good.
And we have the great Judy Maxwell with us, too.
Oh, great. Hey, we tonight at the tea party at 2570, Bonnie View Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, will be having Tom Basenko come in and speak tonight. He's going to talk about AB 109, prison realignment. He's got some snapshot information and a little program he wants to show the community. And he has statistics on the jail population and also is going to be talking about how they do compliance checks. And he'll be there for a question and answer period, too. So it's a pretty exciting event, and our sheriff really wants to get the word out to the community on what's going on with all this.
Well, you know, the more information we can get out there about realignment, you know, this latest incident down in Cottonwood with a shootout with the guy, you know, if you read his record, I mean, my gosh, he's been arrested and in and out of jail for five times. And there's no reason, first of all, this man should have ever had a weapon. You know, you talk about, oh, you know, he had a gun. Well, he should have never had a gun. He's a felon. And so if you got the weapon, you know, if he stole it, that's something else. But, you know, the bottom line is why wasn't this guy in jail?
I couldn't agree with you more, and I think Tom's going to address a lot of that tonight. He specifically, on his email to me, said that he really wanted to take some questions and answers. So I hope the word gets out at 2570 Bonnie View Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, at 6 o'clock tonight. Our sheriff will be answering those questions. And, you know, if you want to know what's going on with the law enforcement realignment and anything to do with where we're going to be headed in 2013, tonight's the night, and Tom's going to be speaking.
Okay. All right. That's tonight.
Fantastic. You guys always have a great program. Thank you so much for calling, Terry.
Thanks, guys. And Linda, it is a beautiful day out there, my dear.
It is, darling. Thanks so much.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Well, okay. We have, looks like we have Roberta on the line.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Roberta. You're live.
I'm calling with sad news.
Oh.
Good friend, Assemblywoman Barbara Alvey, died yesterday morning. They believe of a heart attack. There's no details. But anyway, now she was serving as chief deputy at the Board of Equalization. But anyway, it was a big shocker. She just worked with so many of us up here for years. I think I met her over 20 years ago, and she's just an overcomer, you know. She was a welfare mom and became an assemblywoman. So it was just a joy knowing her, and her life has affected a lot of people. And so it's just sad, but I want people to know, because she was up here and spoke at the Tea Party, and I believe on your radio station.
Yes, she has.
Yes,
been
she
on.
Has.
Yes, and so anyway, just 66 years old, so very young. And
a child.
Yeah, so anyway, I just wanted people to know, because I know a lot of people knew her up here and were familiar with her, and I just want people to know, and of course we can pray for her family and just be thankful for the blessing she was to many, many people.
Yeah, okay. So. Well, Roberta, thank you so much for the phone call. Yeah, she's been on the show before.
Yeah.
And the Board of Equalization is such an important cog in this government.
I think California is the only state that has a board like that
elected
you can
board.
Appeal to. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
thank
right,
you,
well,
Roberta.
Thanks.
Thank you for
bye-bye.
Your thoughts. Our prayers go out to them, to the family, and to all the lives, of course, and Barbara. May she rest in peace. We will miss her. We're going to have to take a break here. When we come back, we have a very special friend, someone that we adore dearly, and she is in the family of KCNR. We're talking about our very own Judy Maxwell. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life?
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, 8:15 in the morning, December the 10th. We've got, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, it's like 10 days. Okay, no, we've got 11 days before the end of the world. So this is a perfect reason to have Judy Maxwell here because she is our insurance expert.
Oh, okay.
So if I bought like a lot of insurance right now, and what happens though if the world ends? Who's going
to
pay me?
That's right. Who's going to be there to pay you?
So what we should do is go out and buy things that we really, really want.
Go out and have a good time.
Get that credit card. Blow that thing out. And then on the 22nd, think, oh.
The bill is due.
Oh, excuse me. Well, it's kind of like what things were done in the past where people were buying homes for nothing and just, okay. Good morning, Judy Maxwell.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Forgive me for my squeaky voice, though. It's just kind of tis the season.
Yeah. Oh, it is. And, you know, the Friday we had on Dr. Doug McConnell, and you two have been on together before.
Correct.
And I want to kind of do a, we kind of wanted to do a 1-2.
Okay.
Thing here, because we had him on talking about Obamacare and the huge impact it's going to have on our nation. And people don't, they still don't realize it. They are still finding out things about this. You know, when you go, oh, you're going to have a 3.8% raise. They're going to take your money for, you know, selling houses and all these other things, you know, for capital. And everybody goes, I didn't know that. But when it comes to the health insurance, everybody's going to have health insurance. You don't have to change anything. Is that true, Judy?
You know, that's the craziest thing in the world, because the thing is, if it's free and they paint this beautiful picture, somebody's got to pay for it, and that's the bottom line. And so free is not free. In fact, free can get very expensive if we're not really careful. And California is going to really be having some changes, more so because they're going to be the first state to have what's called the exchange, which is a marketplace where individuals as well as small businesses can go and purchase insurance. And the lawmakers are gearing up right now, going to be gearing up first year, because all of this implementation has to be going in for 2013, because it is becomes effective in January 2014.
Now, okay, so for the exchange that they're going to set up, in which do all lawyers, insurance companies have to be in this exchange?
You know, if they want to be in it, they can certainly be in it, and they can offer, you know, plans inside the exchange as well as outside the exchange. But if you purchase insurance in the exchange, then you would be able to get some type of federal subsidy, you know, for purchasing. And that all depends on income limits and everything, you know, income limits. The whole picture here that's being, you know, that you got to understand is that the Affordable Care, you know, plan has, the Obamacare has got federal subsidies to put in the exchange for the state for only the first year. okay? All states in the United States, they're supposed to be setting up an exchange, or they either set one up themselves or they can have it done through the federal government. So there will be a marketplace for individuals to buy coverage no matter what state you're in. Some states have opted out of doing it themselves where they would have it through the federal government. Where like California, they're the first ones to be setting up the exchange. And so it's going to be state run, but we will get
federally funded for the first year.
For the first year.
Now, what happens if that dries up? Or how about this, if it becomes 10% less? In other words, they're going to give you $100 million or $100 billion, whatever. Next year, it's 10% less.
Oh, well.
State has to pick that up, right?
The state has to pick that up. That's the whole problem. And the problem that we're really going to be seeing in California is we really don't have a balance of power, because with it all being, you know, totally controlled by the Democrats,
yeah,
you know,
the supermajority.
The supermajority now, yeah. Then, you know, it's California, they really want to have, so many people want to have social insurance here, and people don't understand how it's going to be so expensive.
Social insurance.
Yes.
Can you explain that one?
Well, that's where everything is free and the government pays for it, all of that. But it's free is not free. You're going to lose choices. You're going to lose a lot of doctors. You're going to lose, you know, your taxes, I mean, are going to go out of
We
sight.
Are losing doctors.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking in your profession, you every day you sit with people who are you're a financial planner,
mm-hmm.
as well. So you're seeing people coming before you and are in fear of it. Let's put the two little quotation marks out, the fiscal cliff.
Exactly.
Where are we going in 2013? What's going to happen when we're in Medicare, Medi-Cal, Medicaid, Meta, whatever? Because there's probably going to be a new term that we're not even aware of that's going to be happening in 2 years. Is there a cottage industry? What are you seeing? What's the trend? What's the biggest fear? And, again, we're going back into what you're seeing as a financial planner, too, with all of the insurance
and
as well.
A good time to answer that is right after these messages.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Those,
we'll
those are
right
good
back.
Questions.
Judy,
because
that's a great question.
That's right.
Our guest. Well, KCNR 1460 AM.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. 5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Boz, portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Lowest tobacco prices in town, great coffee at Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Our guest is Judy Maxwell. Besides having a very popular show with Don Shulman on Sundays, she is also a premier investment counselor and in insurance. So the question was, we come to the fiscal cliff, you know, people are worried in their finances and where are they going from now? And your answer was?
Well, again, a lot of that depends on your age. If you're pre-Medicare or after Medicare, as far as the concerns, you know, for having reserved for those dollars, that is, you know, in financial planning, that is where you really need to have an extra cushion because people, the good thing is people are living longer. The bad thing is people are living longer. And so you've got to have an extra cushion in there to take care of those dollars between medical expenses out of pocket as well as prescription drugs. When you get on Medicare, a lot of that is covered, but you know, there's going to be some changes in that the road,
sure.
Because you know, as baby boomers get larger, then it's going to put a bulge on the budget for sure.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. Bill from Missouri. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Carl, Linda, and Judy?
We're great, Bill. Welcome to the program. Hey, this beautiful.
I got a tongue twister of a question, but first my question, little comment. I always also hear about Obamacare that they're going to have access to your checking account. So if I break my arm, it might cost me $1,500 because that's, you know, about $2,000 I got in the bank. But if you're a little richer and you got $8,000 or $20,000, it could cost you a lot more. Is that correct?
Well, you know, it depends on where you go to have that care taken, you know,
Yeah, that's fair enough, but I just hear that the IRS is going
to
be the one who's...
So they'll be able to kind of tap into your, in other words, put a lien against your bank accounts.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Well, you can't put a lien against the, what is it, a turnip?
Well, yeah, I can't get blood out of a turnip.
Right. But my tricky question is about car insurance. Let's say I had to have personal injury insurance and I or the person I get hurt in a car accident is on Obamacare. Does that null and void personal injury?
Are you talking about the medical feature within the automobile?
Yeah,
policy?
Because if you're on Obamacare, then you really can't charge another. There's not going to be two different types of doctors or insurances that can cover somebody who gets hurt in an injury if he's got Obamacare, because he's going to fall back into Obamacare, isn't he?
No, well,
car insurance should be cheaper pretty soon, should it?
No, not actually, because what happens is the medical feature that's in the automobile policies, that just covers the initial first diagnosis of, you know, the initial parts of the injury, getting a person to the hospital or whatever, and those are very limited benefits. You know, they'll go either from $1,000 up to $5,000, and then that just covers the first initial diagnosis. But you know, a lot of that too, Bill. You're in Missouri, you know.
We don't have it yet. We haven't signed up for it. And plus, I hear that when you said California's already signed up for it, well, yeah, they're a bankrupt state, and so any money they can get brought into their state, they'll take.
That, you know, Bill, I totally understand. And, you know, they've been working really hard on this exchange and getting these federal dollars. And, And some of the states have opted out, and they're just going to just rely on the federal plan, and it's going to be a lot easier on the bookkeeping budget for sure.
Well, they just want the money for right now. But, Carl, I don't know if I asked that question right or not.
Yeah, it was close. It was close.
And the thing is that is just no matter what kind of insurance plan you have individually, you know, your auto insurance is just going to be for that first initial diagnosis, and then your other insurance will kick in.
But if you're in a serious accident and you really fall back on the Obamacare plan, I mean, and the panel looks at it and says, well, he's in a coma, or he's got broken neck, broken back, broken this, broken leg, and he's really serious. I mean, they could really tell the doctors to push back on any operation, couldn't they? I mean, wouldn't that fall? That's not going to be a different kind of insurance to where you can go ahead and get the surgery or get everything done that you want. You're going to fall back on the Obamacare if that's what you have. Is that correct?
Well,
you will have the panel judging you, and it doesn't matter if you're a 5-year-old or a 15-year-old or a 35-year-old or a 95-year-old. I mean, you're going to be judged by a panel.
That's a whole nother subject.
Yeah, that's really,
because now you're getting into the death panel,
the end of life care.
Anyway, so I think what Judy said is that, and I agree, is that your initial insurance is going to have to be there. But if you're at fault or somebody else is at fault, the civil suits will go on. But then they're going to have to pay for your insurance. And if they can't, and you can't pay for yours, then you get into the Medi-Cal in our case, or for people who are Medicaid. Anyway, we got to run. We're running out of time.
Right, thanks
for listening.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. And Don, you're still on, but we only got like 30 seconds, so we're going to catch you on the other side of the break. The impact on working families here. We want to give everybody health care. Well, we just can't. I just don't see how that's going to happen.
It's going to be very challenging.
Judy Maxwell is our guest. Linda and Carl Bott. Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Giangrasso. Egypt's army's been given power to arrest civilians protesting the adoption of a hardline constitution.
This is definitely martial law. Now, President Morsi says it is needed to ensure the vote on a draft constitution on Saturday, December 15th. The opposition want that vote to be postponed. They say that the draft constitution is anti-democratic. They say it's too Islamic.
Fox's Connor Powell in Jerusalem. Meantime, Egypt suspends tax hikes, putting an IMF loan at risk. On the fiscal cliff front, President Obama's off to raise support for his plan, but some new hopes emerging for a resolution.
The president heads to a diesel engine plant outside Detroit to again make the case for upper-income tax hikes as part of a comprehensive deficit reduction deal. And there may be some progress. President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner met yesterday, neither side revealing any details of that encounter.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
When I think holiday season, I think big.
big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning. How are you? 10th of... It's the 10th.
Of December.
It's the 10th.
Of December.
I know. 12-10-12. My brother's birthday is 12-12-12. What's happening on 12-12-12? Anyway, 57 degrees in the downtown studios. It looks like we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 69, mostly clear tonight, with temperatures around 35. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I'm sitting here having just my brain's going away. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, Man's Last Stronghold, a great place to get your hair cut.
Contagious.
Really great people. That's the Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. I go there, Bad Bob goes there, the police go there. Everybody goes there to get their hair cut. If you're somebody, you'll go there to get your hair cut. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is the world-renowned, the extremely beautiful, and tastefully dressed, Judy, Judy Maxwell, and we have somebody on the phone.
Good Don. Morning, Don. You're
good
alive.
Morning, Don.
Good morning. You know something? Carl Bott, are you in big trouble? I'd love
I'm
to see
trouble.
Your injuries tomorrow when you go home with that sweet, wonderful, warm Linda you called the Ice Princess.
that was a takeoff on Iceman from Top
no,
Gun.
Right.
No,
you
okay.
know, you can run, but you can't hide,
you're right.
sir.
I'm finished.
It didn't work.
Anyway, that's not what I called
okay.
about. That just shocked me that you would be that insensitive to that sweet songbird.
Oh, you know, it wouldn't be the first time, but that's okay. I didn't take it personally. John, what's on your mind?
First of all, you know, who backs the exchange? What if we go broke? This is just a disaster. Who backs it? Are we reinsured? Do the insurance companies cover it? Does the state go into further debt? How can we be this insane?
How can we be this insane? You know, I ask myself that every so often. That how can we keep doing this to ourselves, Judy?
Well, I tell you what. As far as the exchange is concerned. We will have the federal dollars for the first year. And, you know, so we will see how it works. And the lawmakers are going to be scrambling right now to implement a lot of things between now and then. Employers will start getting notices, in 2013, because for businesses that are under 50, that have less than 50 employees, they will not have to be a part of the of the exchange. However, if they do offer insurance, in fact, you can do it right now, is if you do offer insurance with, you have up to 25 employees and they have average wages of $50,000 and below, then you can get a tax credit up to 35% So I would highly recommend on small businesses, they really should get with their tax professionals. And, for my small business, I had like over $5,000 in tax credits that came to me. So this is really a great value in that sense for small businesses.
My next question is it for employers who only employ people for 40 hours or more? What if, like some of the companies only employ people for 29 and 30 hours?
Well, actually, there is a formula, and that's where you would get with your tax professional to go through your employees, because you do get certain credits for part-time as well as full-time, and they have a formula that they use. But I would highly recommend any small business out there to have it looked at. You're going to be doing your taxes here in a few weeks anyway, so it is, and tax credits are, that's huge. That's $3.
Yeah, but what's going to stop all these companies from taking their employee force and bringing them down to 15, 20 hours so they get more credits and mess up our workforce even more?
Well, there's nothing to really stop that. That's the unfortunate thing. You know, as we are all trying to survive. And
you're going
to
see that the restaurant industry is already doing it. They look at it. They cannot afford the Obamacare, the insurance. So what do? They take 40-hour-a-week people and drop them to 29.
Well, this is another subject for another time, but look what the restaurant people are doing to their employees and the government. They get taxed on 16 to 19% gratuity, and if they only receive 10 or 12%, which most of them do in this economy, they pay taxes on that. And some of them are owing $3,000 and $4,000 or $5,000.
No, this whole thing. That's okay. Well, no. But these are important. This all comes back to the insurance. Well, Don, and this is the other half of the Don.
Yes, thank you, Don.
And Judy's show, Don Shulman. Good morning, Don.
Oh well, that's fine. But Judy is so knowledgeable on all this stuff that I always find myself just kind of astounded at what she knows and how much she can help people.
Well, you know, this whole thing is sometimes people have a tendency to underestimate our beautiful, very intelligent women.
Like you did with Linda?
But that's what I mean. Right here. You know what? I did not realize that, you know, from the very first, it was like, oh, who's in charge here? Well, I knew. Anyway, hey, we got to run. Okay, thanks a lot, Don.
Thank you so much. Our guest is Judy Maxwell. And of course, we're covering some really important things. We also have more questions from our chat pack. And, we're talking about how, the new Obamacare is going to be affecting us in 2013. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today. For less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning, December the 10th. This is KCNR 1460 AM, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County's families and seniors since 2004. Over 50 great caretakers. Our caregivers providing assistance, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. Every one of the employees, the Home Helpers, has been background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded, and insured. Now, do you need to have Home Helpers in for your seniors or for your family? Well, call Sharon to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment at 530-226-8350, and she'll tell you. And she'll lay out everything that she sees that you may need or may not need, and she'll tell you that too. A person with integrity. Call Sharon and schedule that complimentary in-home assessment. 530-226-8350. Our guest, Judy Maxwell, and we're talking insurance. You know, I have a tendency to bash Obamacare because I see the cost, I see the government intrusions and all this, but not all of Obamacare is I guess you could say bad. There are parts to it.
The thing about it is no matter which party you are, everybody knows there needs to be some kind of health care reform. And so there are some good features in the Obamacare plan that I think it needs to be noted. And one of them in the individual market, in 2014, medical underwriting and waiting periods for pre-existing conditions go away. So that means, anybody would be eligible. And, but that's 2014. What I want to make sure is and people understand there is a plan in place for individuals who have pre-existing conditions that they can get currently today, which would be from now through December 31st of 2013. And so there is a website you can go to. It's www.pcip.ca.gov. And there, individuals, they have to be a citizen of the United States. They have to have been without health coverage for at least 6 months. That's the one that's going to be hard to get. And then have a pre-existing condition or have been denied health coverage because of your health. So, and that's so
they have to. They can't just go like from one, like say that from they're in one insurance company and the company folded, 2 months ago. So they have a new job and it's not covered. So. This will not be the bridge for that.
This will not be the bridge for that. And that's, but again, these are federal mandates. The qualifications for this plan is a federal mandate. So that is part of Obamacare. So okay. It's not state specific. But each plan, like California already had, mm-hmm. a major risk insurance plan program in place. And so then this is just a spinoff from it. But I will say that the rates on this plan are quite reasonable. And so if for those individuals who do qualify, they should check that out in the.
And it's a government insurance.
It's state.
It's a government insurance plan you're talking about.
Right.
And they make their payments to the
Well, they make their payments, I believe, to the state. There's a website. I'll go on the website, and it can walk you through it.
Okay.
And again, it's www.pcip.ca.gov, and that stands for PCIP. It stands for Pre-Existing Insurance Program.
Okay.
So there is that, you know, and that is a really good feature for those who fit in that. But, you know, when they throw that six-month waiting period in there, that just eliminates a lot of folks.
Probably a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things you talked about during the break, Judy, was people that you know, on their insurance, because they're going to go into a federal insurance like Medicare, something like this, that they dumped their insurance too soon, the other insurance.
Well, you can't go into Medicare until you're 65 unless you are disabled and you fall under some
certain rules. Well, you were used as an example of somebody that had the group insurance.
Right.
And then said, well, I'm just going to end this because I'm going to I don't even know what kind of insurance was, Medicare or something. But in between, there is a dangerous time in between. If you're trying to save money, this may not be the best idea.
Well, you know, it's cost worth benefit too. You have to look at the whole picture. I would not encourage anyone ever to drop their insurance until you have something in place that you're, you know, secured about. And you know, the devil's in the details, so you need to really watch, you know, the fine print, understand your plan. I mean, you know, there are a lot of great agents here in Reading who, you know, that can really help you understand and give you guidance through that. And I tell you what, don't just rely on, you know, websites and this and that. You know, it's great to talk face-to-face. That's where, you know.
And that's what you do.
Yeah, what I do. And, and there's a lot of great agents out here in Reading. And, you know, that's where we have done so much training. And through our association, we, you know, go to these meetings. We understand how this. And for the new program that's coming in for 2014, you know, the insurance agents will be doing some extra training on that. So whoever you talk to, make sure that they've gone through that training so that they can explain it to you in detail.
Well, I know personally, I'm speaking, and I'm sure many of our listeners, I need to talk to a human being.
Yes.
It's great to research on Google and go and find, you know, different, you know, websites that talk about certain things, but I really need to speak to a human being.
Well, you know, everyone's situation is different. Everyone's situation is different. And again, you have state-specific, you know, issues that, you know, and so you won't find that on, you know, generalized and local and websites out there. So you have to, you know, it's best to talk to face-to-face to person.
How does somebody get a hold of you?
My number is 221-0441, and we're located over on Hilltop at 1378 next to Members First Credit Union, and Fleet Feet's on the other side. So,
well, you know,
you also do financial planning along with insurance. You'll look at somebody's life about what you have coming in, give them some, you know, where are you now in your life? Let's talk about, and I think that's really people are starting to think about, you know, what's the best gift you can give is to feel like, okay, we've got a plan in effect, 2013. Where's our papers? Where are we going? What happens if there's, God forbid, you just heard Roberta, a woman 66 years old, dying of a heart attack. Was anybody ready for that?
Yes.
Do you know, just things that happen, like where are we going? Everyone's thinking about that. And we've got a gal here who's like just, I'd say the top of your class is being sharp and right there with it. And nice to be able to have somebody like that in our family as well.
Thank you.
Judy Maxwell is our guest. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm
Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Well, I walk back.
Welcome
down.
Back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's Monday, December the 10th. 8:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Go on down to your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership right here, Redding Crown Motors. They serve all of Redding and, of course, all the surrounding area, and they've got a great selection of used and new cars, trucks, and SUVs. They also take great pride in keeping them on the road because they have a very professional, very knowledgeable service department. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue here in Redding or give them a call at 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Our guest, Judy Maxwell, in our last segment here, and there's just so much on this. I mean, you know, this insurance and, you know, everybody's getting insurance, health insurance. Everybody's going to be able to go see the doctor. I don't think people realize just how horrendous this is going to be trying to find a doctor here in about 2 years.
Oh, I think you're absolutely correct because, you know, it's going to be such a burden on the physicians. It really, really is. And it's just going to be a bulge that's going to, you know, probably explode. But one of the challenges, you know, there's 7 million uninsured Californians, and that's the thing is, well, let's get everybody insured. But one of the biggest challenges are all of the different languages that Californians have. And so right now insurance companies are required to print everything in at least 5 languages, but then you have so many other languages that were the communication. And so signing people up is going to be a huge challenge that, you know, people can't.
Now, are they going to hold you then responsible? Because, I mean, okay, just think of the legal side of this.
There's so many legal aspects. But, bunny trails that go out everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, look at all these, you know, and all these new people in here. We don't have enough doctors. I mean, go and talk to any doctor. The cardiac surgeons, you know, there's 120 residencies nationwide. Only 80 of them are being filled.
I know. You know, this whole thing to me, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Well, that is so true because it is. I mean, there's just so many aspects of it that, you can't even scratch the surface.
Do you see, does Judy Maxwell believe that this is just the first step into having just a national health care like Europe?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I really do. And you know what? Be careful what you wish for, because you look along the Canadian border. Canada's had, you know, national health care there. People come over to America to pay for services because you're looking at waiting periods for minor, you know, for major stuff or minor stuff, you know, 6 months, a year, whatever the waiting periods. People don't understand how horrible a national health care is. And, you know, one of the things with America that we have been, you know, been so great about us is we have the specialists. People are coming from all over the world to come to our doctors because we have, you know, have some of the best doctors in absolutely the world. And we're in the countries that have socialized medicine, their doctors are mainly clinicians. They don't specialize. And so that's why people, so many people, when my father had heart surgery with Dr. Cooley many years ago, I mean, it was jam-packed full, and it was people from coming all over, from all over the world for him to do surgery.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, is let's just take a step back and just get just crass here and talk about money. You look at Europe and look at Canada and look at these other countries with government health care, they are paying 65% at least of every dollar they make, not counting the value-added tax on other things they're buying. This is the only way you can do it to keep the, you know, to handle these social insurance.
And I totally agree. And, you know, that value-added tax, that is going to be, I
stand
really
by
feel,
for that one.
Stand
it's
by
coming.
For that one. That's
it's going coming.
To be one of the ones that you're going to allow you to pay for your health care.
Oh, it's just a little
just
bit.
Just a little thing.
Just a little thing.
And so, yes, it's going to be that. You know, and with our supermajority in our Congress right now in the state, I totally encourage people to at least get the word out there, voice your opinions, you know, you were going to have to embrace some of these Democrats to try to get them, the moderates to listen to us is going to be the real key.
And we're going to do it via letters, phone calls, and the radio, over the waves.
Absolutely. Don't lose heart. Don't lose your drive. We've got to be a powerful force in 2013 and keep on plugging away.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Judy Maxwell, thank you so much.
Thank
Merry
y'all for
Christmas,
having me.
Darling.
Merry Christmas to y'all,
you
too.
You always are so beautiful and with it. And thank you so much for your generosity.
Thank y'all for having me. It's just been really great.
And tomorrow,
love you being on the air.
We do. And tomorrow, Pam Giacomini, our newest Shasta County supervisor-elect, is going to be on the show. And we're going to talk to her about what she sees. And we haven't had her on for a few weeks, but she's really, really a pleasure to talk to. Just remember.
It's been a great day.
Yeah. It always starts out good. We have, all of us together like this.
Yeah.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Ready.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. President Obama back on the road on his way to Michigan right now to keep up his public appeal for his fiscal cliff proposals. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
And he'll talk about the need to let tax rates rise for the top 2% of American earners. But back here in Washington, Republicans continue to throw darts.
How about manning up here, Mr. President, and use your mandate to bring this country together to stop us from becoming great?
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. The president also expected to comment on Michigan's impending right-to-work law. The bill that would ban so-called closed shops in which union membership or paying union dues is required passed both the Michigan State House and Senate. It awaits the governor's signature. Lisa?
Rich, thanks. It's the 10th day of a pretrial hearing in Maryland for Army Private Bradley Manning, accused of a record leak of classified information to WikiLeaks. Military prosecutors trying to show he didn't use his opportunities to complain about pretrial confinement conditions that he's now